The common traits of the top 20% of recruiting performers. In this session, we're going to identify the four key traits commonly found among the top 20% of recruiters. We're also going to take a look at the middle 60% and their four key traits. Then, we're going to take a look at the three main characteristics of the bottom 20%. To put it another way, we're going to take a look at the top performers, the average performers, and the below average performers. We're going to see what the characteristics are that define them. This information may be a little bit surprising. First, top performing recruiters have many of the characteristics of small business owners. They operate as if they were straight commission salespeople. The top 20% would probably be successful as independent business people, entrepreneurs, or executives. The truth of the matter is they hold themselves totally and completely accountable for their own performance and actions. There are many people who really don't know the difference between being a top professional and just having a job. The top recruiters operate as if they were their own successful small business owner, or as though they were commanding their own Air Force Reserve recruiting operation. Second, they achieve consistently high levels of activity from the first day that they're on the job. This includes the number of calls they make, appointments that they schedule and keep, the volume of enlistment and commissioning packages they send forward. This high level of activity is consistent from year to year. As they mature in their job, they fine-tune their skills and increase their knowledge. The top 20% also gets the best referrals because they're stronger recruiters and have earned a solid reputation for taking action. Satisfied unit members refer their friends and family members to these recruiters because they know the recruiter will be proactive and work hard to get the person what they want. The top recruiters have high activity levels from the beginning to the end of every day. They don't stop. Third, and this is really important, top recruiters are fundamentalists. They learn the basic selling and job skills. They refine those skills, and they're always prepared to perform those skills. They internalize knowledge so that performing their duties becomes natural and easy. And because of the skills they possess, they are better equipped to listen, assess the needs of their leads and applicants, and respond with solutions that inspire their leads and applicants to take action. The fourth trait, top recruiters exhibit initiative, preparation, and control. They represent about 20% of any productive recruiting force. That's the top 20%. During training, they take the initiative to take control and succeed no matter what recruiting program, territory, or environment they find themselves in. These top recruiters aggressively seek out and develop their own best practices and processes. In other words, they set the standard for others to emulate. Their initiative enables them to control the variables rather than having the variables control them. Preparation means drilling and rehearsing until they are absolutely 100% prepared. They don't wait for prodding from their supervisor to kickstart the recruiting efforts. Let's recap. Top recruiters, 1. See themselves as being small business owners or commanders of a small recruiting operation. 2. Have total mastery of basic selling and job skills. 3. Tend to be in a position where they have a lot of activity from day one. And 4. Are self-directed and self-initiating in everything they do. If a recruiter routinely says, "Tell me what to do. Show me how to do it. Time for me to leave," or "I can't put in the extra effort," they're probably positioned in the middle 60% or bottom 20%. The middle 60% produce above the minimum, but below the maximum. From the perspective of the Air Force Reserve, the minimum is defined as covering their salary and expenses. These minimums include salary and special duty assignment pay, office space, telephone costs, entitlements, administrative support. It goes on and on. Generally speaking, the middle 60% also have greater inconsistency in terms of initiative, preparation, and control. Some start slowly. Some start quickly, then subside, and some have spurts of activity. Let's take a look at four primary characteristics of this 60%. 1. They are more dependent on processing eligibility waivers, incentive programs, and unique circumstances, such as active duty force shaping, or reserve component unit closures and relocations that create an instant market of eligible applicants. 2. They have wider swings in their year-to-year production results as compared to top performers. They're not consistent. 3. They're more diverse than the top performers with regards to the range of their development needs. Some need more sales training, some to improve their technical knowledge, and others to work on their business owner mentality. 4. They require more supervision and management to prepare for presentations to their leads and applicants and to succeed in their careers. They have some of the characteristics of the top 20%, but not all of them. And if they have them, they don't have them to the degree that the top performers have. The bottom 20% complain a lot and produce low, below minimum results. The results don't even cover their expenses. First, they generate marginal to poor activity from the beginning. In other words, they're always looking around and saying, well, what do I do next? I tried to do this, but it doesn't work. And they're always busy, but they've not engaged in productive activities. Second, they tend to say the Air Force Reserve has less to offer its applicants than the competition can, primarily because these recruiters tend to focus only on tangible benefits. Third, they complain and ask for more Air Force Reserve-generated leads instead of finding leads themselves. And fourth, very often they are allowed to stay on production because they are nearing retirement, or the supervisor would rather have a slot filled by a low-producing recruiter than no recruiter at all. Also, the thought of having to hire and train a replacement is not something the supervisor looks forward to. In contrast to the top 20% who took the initiative, were prepared, and in control, the bottom 20% say, it's not my fault. It's someone or something else's fault. The top 20% need to be handled like successful business units. That's why most supervisors say the top performers are much easier to manage. The truth is, they should be treated as independent, entrepreneurial people, giving them more flexibility and authority to do what they see as productive. Nevertheless, keep an eye on them and make sure their activity levels are high, so they remain in the top 20%. The real secret is you have to try to get some sort of customized development for the middle 60% because of their broad spectrum of performance. Since this group is diverse in its approach to required tasks, one-size-fits-all training does not fit all. These are the people who need very specific applications, and in some cases, they'll be able to perform. For some, it might be better time management skills. For others, it might be better product knowledge or impact sales training. Those are the ones you really have to work on because there are more of them. Recruiters who are top performers are self-motivated. They're self-actualized. They fundamentally bring closure to things. They make things happen. They get out of bed every day excited about the day ahead. They are proactive and they follow through on details. They make commitments and they follow through on their commitments. It's like the old football coach at Grambling University, Eddie Robinson, who had one page of rules, and the page of rules was one sentence. You know if it's right, you know if it's wrong. You know if it's wrong, don't do it. Lying down on the job is wrong. If you're not making your goals, not putting in extra hours is wrong. It's good to have balance, but providing for your family is what gives you the ultimate balance, because then you can afford to do the things that you want to do when you're not busy recruiting people for the Air Force Reserve. If you look at the people who recruit most successfully, they recruit because they find it personally rewarding and gratifying. Why not go ahead and do it? Be part of the top 20%.